Welcome back to the No Panic Zone on a Friday. It's the Steve Gerber Show. So glad you're along for the conversation. A programming note for Monday. Dave Bendyk will be here from DS Medical. It's a national discounter of business PPO insurance and the Able Pay discount card for every medical consumer of health insurance. And with all the conversations about Medicare for All and Obamacare and all the things that are going on right now, we're going to have that conversation here on Monday. So mark that down. You don't want to miss that. Dave Bendyk will be here from DS Medical to shed some light on that. Right now, I want to talk more about the partnership that I talked about in hour number two, a new partnership with Newsweek. Now, when I was growing up, there were two news magazines, Newsweek and Time. Newsweek, part of the legacy media, if you will. But they reached out to us here at the program, reached out to me and Ivy here recently and said, listen, we need to get out of the New York, D.C. media bubble. We need to end the cancel culture. I happen to agree with them. I find that Newsweek and Time are far left of center when it comes to what people here in the Midwest think. And so as a result, we're creating a partnership, and you're going to be part of it. You, the listeners, are going to be part of this because you're going to be able to interact with me and Newsweek reporter Elizabeth Crisp. She's a Washington correspondent for Newsweek. She covers the White House. She covers the Trump administration. She's covering the election right now, like most of us are. And she's joining me here on the program. Liz, welcome to the conversation.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So it's something we've discussed here over the last few days. It's the disconnect between the D.C. and New York media and the rest of the country. Now, you've worked in other markets. You've worked in Louisiana and Mississippi and elsewhere around the country before you went to Newsweek here recently. But do you see that disconnect between what the elite media talk about and what they think is important and what people in the flyover states think are important? Have you seen that for yourself?
Oh, definitely. And I still, you know, my family still lives in Arkansas. I'm very close to and talk to them. My in-laws still live in Mississippi. So I still, you know, I hear a lot of, you know, what people here in D.C. talk about is not what a lot of people elsewhere talk about.
Yeah, that's fair.
I've also done some, you know, traveling recently, especially following the vice president as he's gone to. Just on Monday, I was in Maine and Pennsylvania with him. And kind of getting to hear from some people about what, you know, real issues are. It's fascinating to me because, you know, I've only lived in D.C. for about a year and a half, but I do feel like, you know, I still feel a little bit like what things are discussed here is not what I would do.
I would agree with that.
Things that I would hear discussed.
I would agree with that. You know, one of the topics last night for the debate, climate change. And I don't, you know, the polling has been so bad in recent election cycles. I'm not talking about that kind of polling, but when it comes to things that people are most concerned about, it's the economy, number one, law and order, number two, climate change, mm-hmm. global warming and so forth doesn't make the top 10, yet it seems to make the top one or two every time in the national media. And that's one of the things that we're going to try to dissect and pull apart here. So you as the listeners, here's where you come in. You come in on the DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. We're not starting today, so don't get too excited. Don't start dialing yet. We're going to be doing this. I believe we're launching Tuesday here with Liz Crisp will be here. And we're going to get to know her a bit along the way. And I've already got people sending me text messages. Don't trust those people. You be careful. Listen, here's the deal. I'm me. I'm not worried about that. I know where I stand, and I know that I came by my foundational beliefs honestly. They're not some put on, obviously. So here's what we need to know from the listeners, Liz. What do people in the Midwest want from the mainstream media? What do they want from the legacy media, whether it's Newsweek or the broadcast networks? What are the topics that matter? What about fairness? What about eliminating bias in reporting? Because I can tell you this, the term fake news didn't stick because people trust the media anymore. I mean, you can look, I think Kristen Welker did quite a decent job last night overall. But on the scoreboard, she cut off Donald Trump 24 times and Joe Biden twice. And people could see that. And they think that they believe that the mainstream media has their thumb on the scale and always for one team, Liz. Do you think that's a fair criticism?
I think that, I mean, everything that you've pointed to, it is a peer criticism that, a lot of it is just, you know, people needing to kind of get out of the bubble. And I think that is hopefully going to be very helpful with this partnership.
I hope so, too. And the other thing we've talked about, our team, your team, all together in our secret meetings, I'll say that just to tantalize the listeners, is the cancel culture. You see, in America, I believe that we should have robust conversations. I believe that you and I should be able to talk. We may disagree. But I think the job that you have is to present the news in a fair and balanced way to the best of your ability. My job as a commentator, I can say whether I like it or don't like it, but we can have conversations. But what we should not have is the people running through the streets, you know, punching somebody in the mouth because they don't like what they're talking about or they disagree with their position on a certain topic. The shouting down, the canceling, the silencing, if you will. For example, the New York Post getting silenced by big tech over their Hunter Biden stories. Let the people decide. Let the people decide what they think is important and what is real. We need better arguments, not a bigger punch in the nose. That's where we're going, right? And so that's the conversation that we're going to have, Liz. Okay, so Liz Crisp will be back here on Tuesday. We're going to start this conversation. She's going to hear from you. I'm going to hear from you. We're going to pick some topics. We're going to talk about it. Liz, I look forward to it. I look forward to having you.
I look forward to it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're not too far away. We want to hear from you as well. We want to hear from Liz Crisp. We want to hear from you as the listeners. You can also drop a line to stevegruber.com. Do it now. We start Tuesday. What are your questions? What are your questions for the Legacy Media, for Newsweek, for Liz as a reporter covering the White House in this day and age for a mainstream Legacy Media outlet? What are your thoughts? Liz, greatly appreciate you being here. Great to introduce you to everyone. Thank you.
Thanks so much. I'm looking forward to it.
There you have it. Again, this starts Tuesday. Mark it down. Don't miss it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.